My name is Sue Lautsey. I'm the head of office in FAO South Sudan, speaking to you today from the capital of Juba. FAO in South Sudan is a very large operation with over 200 staff and 13 field offices. We operate in a very positive political environment with everyone from the president of the republic down to farmers committed to eradicating hunger and achieving food security in this, the youngest country in Africa. We're highlighting today a project that is funded by the government of France and implemented by FAO with the government of South Sudan, valued at 500,000 euro. The project's entitled Community-Based Seed Production and Supply Project in South Sudan. But at its essence is the core of the foundation for seed security for the whole country, which means food security for many. This project is building on several years of collaboration between FAO, the government, and various donors, but notably the government of France. These are highly successful small farmers who someday we hope will become the core of the commercial seed enterprise for South Sudan. The beneficiaries of the projects, who themselves will take these seeds and in turn produce food that will be consumed at the end of 2013 and into 2014, are located in five states: the equatorial belt of central Equatoria, western Equatoria, which border on Kenya and Uganda, the areas of lakes, western Bar-el-Ghazal and northern Bar-el-Ghazal, all of which lie west of the River Nile. These are highly productive areas, but the populations currently are suffering from seed insecurity. In addition to providing the basic staple crops, which include sorghum, maize, groundnut, cowpeas, beans, and cassava, this project is aimed also at trying to promote a modicum of household surplus production that will ensure some household storage of food as well as potentially coming onto the markets. The way it's designed is, of course, to link up the seed producers with the seed consumers, because the idea is not only to provide some short-term relief, but also to contribute to the development of lasting relationships between producers and consumers. And here we're very reliant on input trade fairs that are complemented strongly by farmer field school approaches, highly participatory, season-long support, which we do in close collaboration with the young government of South Sudan. So we're very excited about this project. We look forward to following the farmers as they benefit from this program and working in close collaboration with the government of France and the government of South Sudan.